Dan.
All right.
How are you?
Good. I can't complain, man. As long as I wake up, I'm happy. That's the key, baby.
Yeah. Well, you got this. The whole gig is a comedian going for you.
Yeah.
And
that's what, you know, that's what brought me into the business, and that's what I, you know, kind of want to stay with and keep that going along with all the television shows and movies that I do.
So how did you end up getting this gig on the Strip from UPN?
Actually, I was on a sitcom, a UPN sitcom, about a year ago. That was canceled. It's all good news. So I still had fans over there at UPN. They still wanted to, you know, work with me in some type of way. After seeing my work in American History X and Life and movies like that, they saw that, you know, I could do a little drama. So, you know, when this show came up and seemed like I couldn't find the right person for the gig, I became available, and, you know, we met and talked about it, and you know, it was a perfect marriage.
This is a great show. This is a show that takes the best of shows like Vegas and Miami Vice, puts it all together. It's cool.
Those two shows are definitely, you know, legendary shows, and we're not trying to, like, recreate those shows, but we're definitely influenced by those shows, and definitely trying to do our own thing here in Vegas. Put a new twist to it, a new flavor, interesting storylines and things like that to add some spice to the show.
Yeah, and it takes place in the one of the big casinos in Vegas.
Yeah, Caesars.
Is it actually filmed in there?
Yeah, we do a lot of stuff at Caesars, do a lot of stuff on the Strip. We shoot everything in Las Vegas.
Wow.
Definitely, man. And like, so a lot of the people you see are real. A lot of the spectators that are in the casinos, a lot of the on the Strip, a lot of that is definitely real. And it's cool, you know, it's cool to have, you know, onlookers, and I guess it's a cool experience for them to see actually, you know, filmmaking being done.
I think it's a great excuse to have beautiful women dancing, too.
Oh, yes, sir. Definitely, you know, when you're in Vegas, man, it's a lot of beautiful women. So you definitely, you know, you got to take advantage of that. That's definitely truly God's greatest creation.
Now, you actually play a married guy on the show.
Right.
In real life, are you married?
No, not married in real life, but hopefully one day, you know, I'll be so blessed to be married.
Blessed, huh?
Oh, yeah, man.
I don't know about that.
Huh?
I don't know about that. I think you should enjoy
it. You got to go into it. You go into it with that attitude, you will be blessed. That's the only way to go into it. If you go into it any other way, then it's going to end up that way. So I'm looking toward marriage as something positive and something beautiful. So it's going to be just that.
Well, it is, actually. I've been married 10 years. It's not too bad. yeah. Did you hear the news today about Howard Stern breaking up with his wife?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner.
Yeah, it's been 20-something years for them.
But she lets him get away with some of the stuff that, you know, he's gotten away with. I mean, I was wondering how long she was going to go for.
Well, it's come to the end of the road for them.
Let me tell you something. I'm not sad at all. I'm not even going to front. I'm not going to hold my feelings.
Now, you're from St. Louis, Missouri?
Yeah.
We don't like...
Home of the 6-0 Rams, baby.
Yeah, we don't like the St. Louis area because in 1967, we felt a lot of pain with the Red Sox and Cardinals series.
Yeah.
Bob Gibson single-handedly beat us, and Lou Brock. Yeah.
Still holding on to that man.
Yeah,
let
well,
go.
In Red Sox Nation, Guy, that's the way it is, you know. It's a very sad situation here.
Yeah, let it go. Let it go, brother.
We're still talking about Bucky Dent and Bill, whatever his name is here.
Boston is a cool city, though.
Boston is a cool city. Have you been here at all?
I was there last year with the Kings of Comedy Tour. We played the Fleet Center.
Ah.
And I've been there to, you know, the Comedy Connection, the comedy clubs there, and other shows there. And I mean, I actually like the city.
Now, St. Louis is not exactly the showbiz capital of the world. Did you have to move to kind of make it in comedy? And?
Well, actually, I didn't start until I moved out, you know, to L.A.
Yeah.
I didn't actually know what I really wanted to do. And I moved 7 years ago in 92. And I actually was going to get into marketing, and actually, I thought, you know, 2 weeks later, I decided, you know, I'm going to start my hand in comedy, and it's been, I've been blessed ever since, and it's about 4 or 5 years ago I started acting, so things have been pretty good for me.
I actually was witness to your first experience on TV, because I actually saw the Russell Simmons Deaf Comedy Jam on HBO, and I remember seeing you, and you kind of really did incredibly well that day.
Yeah, it was my first. I was like mad nervous. That was my first television appearance on anywhere, anything. And you know, to have my brother host the show and to go on there and do exceptionally well was definitely a rush.
And you also ended up writing for the show and being kind of a regular on their tour.
Right. Yeah, I did. I toured with Death Jam for like 3 years. Gained a lot of experience in that. And things have just been moving along pretty quickly. I mean, it seems like I've been in this business like 17 years, but it's only really been 7.
Well, the interesting thing from this point of view is that you're a comedian. You're also now on TV, but actually you really were a writer. I mean, you wrote for Martin and Moesha and a number of other shows, and that's where you got your first guest starring role on Martin, right?
Yeah, and the thing about it is, I mean, being in the business and being in Hollywood, and especially being in the whole, being, you know, African-American, and with the whole thing about, you know, Hollywood not hiring a lot of you know, African-American shows, and not only African-American, Latinos as well, but the thing about it is you gotta be able to wear more than one hat, you know, so that when the acting jobs aren't coming in, you gotta be able to still survive, and that's why I keep the comedy alive, you know, so along with, you know, kind of like stumbling the writing, you know, I expect to write, but it ended up happening, so, you know, you gotta me, Hollywood treats you like a piece of gum, you know, and just anybody, not just African Americans, but it treats anybody like a piece of gum, it puts you in the mouth and they chew you, and then when all the flavor is gone, it spits you out. So you got to have a variety pack. You got to have more than one flavor.
Hmm.
And when they're tired of one flavor, you know, you switch up and do another flavor. Do something else. Otherwise, you know, you'll come and go in this business very quick.
Talking to Guy Tori, who's a star of UPN's The Strip. It's on every Tuesday night from 9 to 10 p.m. on UPN Network. That's channel 38 here in Boston. And check your listings for the UPN station in your area or in the country. Guy, the character you play is really kind of a cool character.
That is cool. I mean, the writers, I've been collaborating with the writers and trying to get them to you know, put more myself into the character. Just a little more flavor, add a little more spice to it. And it's been happening, you know, in some of the later episodes, you can definitely see that. But it's a cool character, man. They you know, Joe Silver produced the show, and, you know, he's definitely a legend in the business. And with all the Lethal Weapons, Die Hard, Predators, Patriots, and all that good stuff. So we definitely have that influence and that flavor as well. We have some good executive producers and some good writers. Some of the writers who've written for, like, ER and Miami Vice and those shows, and also some of the directors from those same shows, too. So, you know, it's just a collaboration of energy coming from all these different areas, man, coming together to make, you know, to make this trip.
Hmm. Now, you actually are in a new movie, aren't you, or Radio?
No, actually, that was my character in the movie.
Life.
I did do a film.
In Life.
I did a film short, which we're actually going to go back and reshoot. And we did a presentation for this film called Renegade Radio, which will be changed to Coffee Boy. But we're going to go back and make it official. We're going to make, you know, we got a bigger budget, a new storyline, a new script, and we're going to shoot it. So I'll be shooting that as soon as I finish, you know, shooting the strip.
No, but you do a movie that's called Life, and you star as Radio in that. Yeah. And that's with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence, right?
Right.
That must have been quite a thrill. And I know you've worked with Martin before as a writer and also on his show as a guest.
Oh, yeah.
But what was it like to work with Eddie?
It was cool, man. I mean, you know, for any young comic, you know, that's coming up to work with, you know, two guys who are seasoned veterans, I mean, it's a thrill. I mean, you know, I grew up watching, you know, Eddie Murphy and also Martin as well. And being able to be in the same scene and act with them and interact with them, you know, off camera, you know, between scenes and things like that was just a great experience, man. I was able to pick their brain and get a lot of good advice and just see two pros work, man. It's like, you know, I felt like you know, Kobe Bryant playing with Michael Jordan and Shaquille O'Neal, you know, just, you know, learning. I'm going to bring something to the game, but I'm going to learn something, too.
Well, you had some great experience. I mean, you did American History the 10, which...
American History X, we didn't know.
Yeah. Ed Martin and Avery Banks, and 187 with Samuel L. Jackson.
Right.
So you had some experience with some of the heavy hitters.
Oh yeah, and that's been a blessing because, you know, I didn't study acting, so I kind of get a crash course when I'm on when I'm filming, when I'm actually working, which is all good.
This is talk about all good. This series is good. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that has been on UPN in the past that I've not been such a big fan of. Mm-hmm. But The Strip, I think, has the potential to be the flagship show of that network.
I hope so. I mean, we definitely work hard. I mean, You know, we've been doing about 12 to 18 hours a day, 5 days a week, and I devote a lot of time to learning my lines and just trying to create interesting dialogue and interesting character traits for my character on the strip. So, hey, you know, we work with Stacey Dash, plays my wife, and Joe Vitarelli from Analyze This, and Vicky Blue Eyes plays our boss, and, you know, Flannery is a great actor as well. So we all just come together and try to put a good product together.
It's a real good product. It looks physically challenging at times as well.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm a stunt guy, but a lot of stunts I still do as well, you know. And, you know, the stunt guy is there to help me. And also, you know, he does the most dangerous stuff, you know, the stuff that's really, really dangerous. And I allow him to do. But some of the stuff from the fight sequences and the running sequences, I definitely do.
And I guess the folks around in the Northeast area want to know when you're coming back. Are you going to be coming back without doing any comedy?
I want to, yeah. I mean, I'm working on an HBO special, so I'm definitely touring once this is done and in between shooting movies, I want to get back on the road. And I played Boston a few times, and Boston has been, you know, a great city to work out, you know, a great city to do comedy. So I definitely want to come back and you know, with my new material and new point of view and my new act and entertain Boston.
Well, Guy Torrey from UPN's The Strip, every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock on UPN. Thanks so much for coming on PMP Network.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. So it's Guy Torrey, and of course, this is a show brought to you by PMPNetwork.com, brought to you by Chinatown in Brockton, and also our great friends over in the McKinnis Isuzu in Bridgewater. We'll see you next time on PMP Network.